The Justice Department is looking into the proposed merger of two Spanish-language media giants, Univision Communications, the leading Spanish-language television network in the U.S., wants to spend more than $2 billion to acquire Hispanic Broadcasting, the nation's largest Spanish-language radio chain. The merger is opposed by some consumer groups who say it will give Univision unprecedented control of the Hispanic market. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
Univision operations include more than 50 television stations across the U.S. and a major record company. It is the fifth largest TV network in the United States, and it reaches 97% of Latino households. Its network, which includes Galavision and Telefutura, offers movies, the popular variety show Sábado Gigante, news, talk shows, and soap operas.
Y espero que cuando regrese, puedas explicarme qué contratiempo tan grave tuviste que no pudiste ir a recoger a tus hijos a la escuela.
If Univision purchases Hispanic Broadcasting, it will also own more than 50 radio stations. Esther Renteria, with Hispanic Americans for Fairness in Media, fears this will give them a lock on information in the Latino community.
We need to be able to hear this person's opinion and that person's opinion and get a different perspective from a third person. If one person is telling you everything that you hear, that's not going to foster your ability to understand complex situations and to respond appropriately.
In Los Angeles alone, Univision would own 5 radio stations and 3 television outlets. But given that there are many other stations in L.A., Renteria's concern is predicated on a belief that many Latinos get their information exclusively from Spanish-language media. That is exactly why the Justice Department is investigating this merger, says Bert Fohr, an antitrust attorney with the American Antitrust Institute.
One of the things I think you'd want to know is what percentage of Spanish-language viewers only watch Spanish-language television and only listen to Spanish-language radio. If that's a very high percentage and they don't also listen to English-language sources, then that would suggest that there's probably a single market. And we would worry very much that one company is going to have a very dominant role.
On Mission Street in San Francisco, Spanish words and music float through the air. At Ritmo Latino, a CD shop that specializes in Latino music, assistant manager Rafael Castellanos says most of his customers speak only Spanish and only use Spanish media.
I was watching the Spanish TVs because, you know, the hits are playing in the Spanish, and I have to know what is selling right now.
According to a recent study by the Thomas Rivera Policy Institute, approximately 14 million Latino adults rely predominantly or exclusively on Spanish language media. Univision will not comment on the merger, but antitrust attorney Vince Pepper thinks the Justice Department would be making a mistake if it finds there is a Spanish language media market.
What about a Anglo station that programs Spanish? And there are some. Are they part of the Spanish market or are they part of the Anglo market? And what about religious stations? Is that a separate commodity?
And Pepper points out that Univision does have its competitors. Telemundo, owned by NBC, has 50 affiliates. Spanish Broadcasting owns 28 radio stations. Additionally, many English language stations are offering secondary audio with simultaneous translation to meet the needs of a growing audience. But with a record company, a radio, and a television network, there's no doubt Univision will be a Spanish-language behemoth. Fohr of the Antitrust Institute says the case may also raise concerns at the Federal Communications Commission. Fohr says Univision may be so large that it can keep its competitors from gaining access to the Latino market.
Univision owns a music company. Would they give favoritism to talent in that company as opposed to talent that's outside of their organization?
Fohr notes that 4 years ago, pop star Ricky Martin sang the theme song at the World Cup soccer tournament. When the matches returned to TV last spring on Univision, 18-year-old Jennifer Pena, one of their recording artists, sang the theme. Both the Justice Department and the FCC are likely to release their findings on the merger by the end of the month. Laura Seidel, NPR News.